Is there anything more intimate than being locked in a small room and admitting to all your sinful past behaviors?
Whoa, what is going on?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Well, that's about to happen. And I don't want anybody looking at me like I'm a priest that can absolve you of all your past naughtiness.
That's so weird. I never thought of you as a priest. Okay.
I mean, I have spent a lot of time with priests,
I'm
not one of them.
It's going to give you altar boy, maybe.
Okay.
But
the reason why I bring it up is because I'm talking about us doing another edition of True Confessions.
Yay. I want to say yay.
I love it and hate it.
Yeah.
Because I like lying to you all.
Well,
tricking you.
I like listening to your guys' things.
Yeah.
I just don't like being a part of it.
This is the segment where we learn about who are the real people behind these shiny radio personas. If you aren't familiar with the game, here's how it works. Each member of the show has two envelopes in front of them. Inside each one is a confession that we've written down about something from our past, something that the other people in this room do not know about us yet. The thing is, one of the confessions is true. The other confession is a lie. And then here's the game. Each person is going to be prompted to pick one envelope. We'll open it, read the confession out loud, and then the other members of the show will have 45 seconds to try and figure out if what they're saying is actually a true story or if it's just a big lie. And because Valentine's Day is coming up, this edition is going to be all past romance confessions. You're going to hear us air out our dirty laundry, things that my mom hasn't even heard.
Oh my God.
She's seen all your dirty laundry.
She really has. So let's just get the weirdness started with Brooke. All right.
Oh, yep.
Alexis, which envelope should she open? One or two?
One. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Brooke.
Oh, I'm nervous for some reason.
Read the confession and then we'll start the clock.
The first Valentine's Day I ever spent with my now husband ended with us fighting so badly we actually broke up and I drunk texted my ex.
No. Whoa. What was the fight about?
I'd been drinking and he was using his phone during dinner.
Okay. I don't think phones were invented.
Was he mad you texted your ex?
That's true.
What are you talking about? I am not that old.
Was he mad you texted your ex? He didn't know.
Whoa.
What did your ex
make up?
Well, yeah, we're still married.
Yeah, they're still married.
No, well,
they're
still be mad at you.
What did your ex say when you texted him?
Who's this?
Oh, he deleted your
number.
He
acted like he didn't know you?
Guys.
I deleted her number.
How long have you been dating for when this happened?
2 years.
Time's up.
Okay,
real quick, let's just go around the room. What do you guys think? Is Brooke lying or is she telling the truth about that?
I think she's lying. Mm. What ex would she tax over him? No offense, but...
Jose?
Half your exes are homeless.
That is not true.
Jose, what do you think?
Sounds like such a Brooke thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to say true.
I think it's definitely true.
Ooh.
Fighting on Valentine's Day number one, that is Brooke written all over it.
The first Valentine's Day I ever spent with my now husband ended up with us fighting so badly we actually broke up is a lie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. I have never broken up with my husband. He's amazing.
You didn't
amazing.
Say break up.
I did say break up.
You said I texted my ex.
And after I drunk texted up. My ex
they
after
broke
I broke up.
And she texted her ex.
Oh, you need to clean out your ears.
Okay. Jose's turn. Brooke, which envelope should Jose
so
open? One or two?
Two.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Jose.
I'm so nervous. When I was 18, I was so broke working at Olive Garden that I would leave my phone number for cute girls at the bottom of their receipts and then suggest that they take me out for dinner.
Okay. Geez. Did it ever work?
I got a text back, never got a date.
How many times did you do it?
I did it probably 6 or 7 times.
Hot girls only or anybody?
Only hot girls, only girls I really wanted to hear from.
Why couldn't you just eat the free breadsticks in the back if you were working at Olive Garden?
I did. Okay. I was also thirsty. Not physically thirsty, I mean physically.
Right.
What's something that you would say? What's something that you would write? An example?
Like, hey, you're really cute. You want to come back? I work here. I was the cute busser.
I work here.
That is a lie.
All right, time's up. I'm going to start first and say I think it's a lie.
Just because of the last answer.
Well, and just, I don't know. I don't see Jose ever, like, writing something down to hit on a woman. He's up front. He'll just do it person to person with his voice.
I think even back in the day, he would have hated a phone call from someone. So I'm actually going to go with lie as well.
I'll go true. I could see him finding a girl hot and doing that.
When I was 18, I was so broke working at Olive Garden that I would leave my phone number for cute girls at the bottom of their receipts and then suggest they take me out for dinner is a lie.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I definitely didn't.
No.
He's like, but I wish I would have. Yeah. That was a really good idea. Yeah.
Now all I kind of want to leave. Anyway.
If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of a game called True Confessions Romantic Edition, trying to find out deep secrets about each other's romantic pasts. And now it's my turn. Jose, which envelope should I open? One or two?
Let's go uno.
All right. I never told anyone this before, but my first tongue kiss was with my cousin in Jamaica.
Oh! My God.
Older or younger cousin?
Older.
How old were you?
I was in middle school.
Where were you in Jamaica?
Whoa, Brooks
Fire. We were by the saltwater pool.
And why? Why did it happen?
It's Jamaica, man.
Were you a random local? You had to go with
Did you always have a crush on her?
They've always been an attractive person.
Did your mom know?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
If she heard this.
The only reason I want to go first, by the way, is that
okay,
cool?
Yeah,
the only reason why I think it's true is because he's not a hoe like we are. You know, he hasn't dated around like crazy. So I think it's true.
Yeah, I'm classy. I date my cousins.
Okay,
Brooke.
You know the saying, like when you point a finger, 1,000 fingers are pointing back at you or whatever? He is always making fun of me for being from Idaho. Oh. I have never kissed a cousin, and I'm going true.
Oh, okay. You want this to be true.
Yes, I do.
I'm going to lie. Tell me it's a lie, Jeffrey.
All right. I never told anyone this before, but my first tongue kiss was with my cousin in Jamaica. That's a lie.
Come on, you guys.
Yeah, me too. I was really rooting for it.
You were rooting for it.
I was.
Wow, okay. You guys are sick. Let's go to our social media coordinator, Alexis. Brooke, which one should she open? One or two?
Okay. An ex wrote a remix of Hey There Delilah for me and sang with his guitar, and I asked him to stop because it was so cringy.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I already believe this one.
How old were you?
High school.
How did the song go?
Freshman or something. Hey there, Alexis.
let's
hear more.
No. Did you like him?
Yeah, I was dating him at the time.
Oh, what did he say when you asked him to stop?
He just got uncomfortable.
He didn't cry?
No, he didn't cry.
Did you guys break up?
No.
Did he ever sing for you other songs?
No.
No, that's his only performance.
Yeah.
If he had chosen a different song, would it have been better?
No, just no singing at all.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Time is up. What do you guys think about that one, Brooke?
That's a hard one. I'm going to say I believe it, even though I think it would be really hard for Alexis to say something mean to someone.
Yeah, to their face.
But I think it's true.
I think it's true, too, because I know at least 10 guys that remade that song and sang it to a girl. Every guy was doing it, so I think it's true.
Mm. I think it's a lie.
An ex wrote a remix of Hey There Delilah for me and sang with his guitar, and I asked him to stop because it was so cringy. Is true.
Got it right.
We've gone through one round of past romantic confessions, and we've learned a few interesting things about each other.
Very.
Also some kind of disturbing things about each other. But
I still think you're a cousin kisser.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you, Jose.
We're going to find out more secrets about our past when we continue True Confessions Romance Edition right after this. If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of a game called True Confessions Romance Edition, where each member of the morning show has two envelopes in front of them with written confessions inside admitting to something that we've each done in our past, something that happened in our romantic lives. And remember, one of the confessions inside is true, the other one is a total made-up lie. We pick one of the envelopes, read the confession out loud, and then it's up to the other members of the show to interrogate us to determine if the statement is true or if it's a big fat lie.
Ooh.
So we've already learned a few interesting things. It's time to begin another round. We've got two brand new envelopes in front of us with two brand new confessions, and it's Brooke's turn again. Jose, why don't you choose her envelope?
I'm gonna go with two.
All right.
I don't know. I get nervous.
I get nervous too, dude. I'm like anxious.
Well, because we know that one of these is true, and we're worried that we're going to reveal something really embarrassing.
He's right.
My boyfriend and I went for a romantic weekend getaway that ended with him stranding me at a stranger's trailer in the woods.
Oh. How long did it take you to get home?
The next day.
Was this in your hometown?
No.
How old were you?
26.
Did anyone live in the trailer?
I don't know.
Why did he leave you stranded?
He kissed another girl and left.
In the woods?
Yeah. Huh.
There was multiple women.
There was another girl in the woods that was more attractive to you at the moment than you.
It's like a wood mermaid. Whoa, this lady. Give me a kiss, random lady.
Did you break up after?
No.
Oh.
You saw him again?
Brooke never met.
You saw him again after that?
Yeah.
Brooke has a horrible taste in men. I think she thinks it's true now.
Oh my God.
I say it's true.
Yeah.
After hearing that, dude, she's dated the worst of the worst.
Oh yeah.
This sounds like a true
It
confession.
Felt like after that, Brooke had something to prove. So she wanted to go back and show him. I'm saying it's true.
I think it's a lie because she didn't know if people lived in the trailer. I feel like you'd knock on the door and be like, hey, who's in there?
Oh, that's true.
Okay, Brooke, what is it?
My boyfriend and I went for a romantic weekend getaway that ended with him stranding me at a stranger's trailer in the woods is true.
No.
Oh, I knew it.
I didn't know if people lived there because they were just staying there. Like, it was two people we met at a bar and we went to go drink with them at their trailer.
Oh, you're trying to get down.
I went to sleep because I was drinking too much. And then he made out with a girl and then left and I didn't have a car. So I had to get a ride back 3 hours home.
3 hours?
With the girl he made out with.
Oh, wow.
But the other guy that was at the trailer, his name was Zoltron, and he had these cards that he handed me, and it said Zoltron the Love Smuggler. And for years afterwards, he would email me his latitude and longitude coordinates for Burning Man if I ever wanted to meet back up with
him. How high were you?
I wasn't.
Wow. You should write a book about your romantic exploits.
I want to meet Zoltron now.
Zoltron was a really nice guy.
Jose, you're up. Alexis, choose which card he should open.
Two.
One time I hooked up with a hot girl and was excited to see her again. 2 days later, I come home from work and my roommate was hooking up with her.
Classic.
How old were you?
19 or 20? No, 21. 21.
What was the girl's name?
I don't remember now.
What was your reaction when you saw them?
I was shocked.
Did you say anything?
I was like, hey.
Let me in there.
Are you still friends with him?
Friends with him, yes. Her, no.
Did you cry?
Did I cry? No. I was very mad and immature and
okay.
I pouted. Right, I pouted a lot of pouting, Brooke.
Time is
so much
All right. What do you guys think about that one? Is he telling the truth? Or?
That feels so true to me. It feels really on par with where he's at in his dating life now.
Yeah.
the females he tends to go for.
Yeah.
I find this true.
Yeah.
Also, I think his roommate was actually a very, very attractive man. So I could see this happening. I'm calling it true.
Yeah.
One time I hooked up with a hot girl and was excited to see her again. 2 days later, I come home from work, and my roommate was hooking up with her is absolutely true.
Yeah.
My roommate was a model.
Yeah.
And he still is a model to this
day. Oh, that guy, you showed me.
Yes.
He's hot.
Yeah. What's up, Tristan?
Yeah. Oh, all right. I wasn't going to say his name, but hey, Tristan, I'll never forget that.
All right.
You're a good friend, man.
Love you, bro. Kiss you.
He still doesn't like it, though. Okay. My turn. Brooke, which card should I open?
One.
Dude, the kissing cousin, I can't get over it. This is like, I like wild.
Jeffrey's is fun because we don't know a lot about your dating
life. No, you
your romantic world.
I'm a private person, so this is really uncomfortable for me. Here we go.
He's already bright red, guys.
I was big into the all-new Mickey Mouse Club back in the 90s.
True!
So I sent 12 individual letters to everyone on the show asking if they'd go on a date with me.
Who was your favorite member?
Yeah.
What's his name? Brian Gosling.
Brian Gosling.
Okay. What did your letter say?
It said that I thought they were all great and talented and I'd really like to hang out. It wasn't romantic.
Did you hear back from anyone?
No one wrote back.
Did you ever audition for the show?
I did not.
Okay.
I knew I wasn't talented enough for that.
How old were you?
Yeah, how old?
I was in middle school
Middle school. Oh my God. And you're watching Mickey. Okay. Did you tell anyone?
Mickey
that
Mouse Club was a great show, bro.
In middle school?
How dare you?
Oh my God.
Okay, time's up.
Brand, doesn't it?
I'm gonna go first and say true. It really feels like you're a performer as a kid, so I can see you looking up to these kids.
Nope.
And
do you know what? I'm gonna say I think it's true that you watched the show in junior high, but I don't think you fan mailed them because you were jealous. You wanted to be them. I'm gonna go false.
Okay. You hated Ryan.
Yeah.
Alexis?
I think it's true. Maybe your mom peer pressured you to do it.
Oh, yeah. His mom would be like, let's write a letter, honey.
I was big into the all-new Mickey Mouse Club back in the 90s, so I sent 12 individual letters to everybody on the show asking if they'd go on a date with me. That is false.
I told you, he wanted to be Ryan.
Yeah.
The fact that you guys think these are all true is so upsetting to me.
Is that worse than them actually
God,
being
like,
true?
You really don't think very highly of me at all, do you? Okay. Well, Alexis.
Yeah, I feel like you'll kiss anyone, Ryan Gosling, or his cousin.
Just forget it. You open number two.
Okay. A guy left me a trail of rose petals from his house to the rooftop of a middle school where he put a sleeping bag up there for us, and it was raining.
How long of a distance is that?
It was like a mile.
Oh!
A mile of rose petals?
Yeah.
How did you find them all? What color were the roses?
Well, he helped lead the way.
Oh. Yeah.
Look, there's another one.
They're red,
right there.
Like normal roses.
Yeah. There's all sorts of different colors.
Did you get into the sleeping bag?
Yes, but it was raining, so not.
How did you get to the top of the middle school?
Scaled the building. The side?
Okay, you're athletic.
Like a rooftop to a rooftop, you know, like work your way up.
Okay.
With your bare hand, you Spider-Man it up the side of the building.
Okay. Here, I need to scale the building.
Yeah, you know, I got on my sticky gloves and I started climbing.
Did you spend the night in the sleeping bag?
No, it was raining.
She's in junior high.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Middle school. No.
Oh.
All right, time is up. There's no way that's true.
If that is true, that is the dumbest trail of rose petals I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go false.
I say it's false. It's just too ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't believe it.
A guy left me a trail of rose petals from his house to the rooftop of middle school where he put a sleeping bag for us there, and it was raining is true.
What?
Oh! It was the same guy that sang me the song.
Oh!
He did a lot for you.
We did. Yeah, and he lifted me on his shoulders to the building, and then I crawled from there. It was scary and rainy, and but we did break up eventually.
It's funny. Yeah. This guy sounds like me when I was a kid, to all these, like, big, trying to be romantic gestures.
And
but all the girls are like, get away from
me,
you weirdo.
Why are we on the top of our middle school?
All right. That's another amazing edition of True Confessions.
Wow.
Romantic edition there. We learned a lot of weird stuff about each other. Text into 78592. Who are you the most disgusted with?
Or text into
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.